Stay on the path. Stay on the right path. Let me tell you two stories, two real-life adventures. The group of children I was leading was walking quietly through the forest. It was a lovely spring walk, listening to birds and watching as nature started to wake up. There were even some deer looking for water to cool themselves down. Everyone was happy because learning through nature is just such fun. But the time passed so quickly, and it was time to go back. I counted the children before we went back to school. 20, 21. I counted again. 21. One was missing. The forest ranger, who was with us, quickly jumped into his 4x4 truck. He knows the forest very well and found the missing boy very quickly. He had gone down a little path off to the right and lost the rest of the group. Oh dear. Everyone was relieved. We thought he might have wandered even further away, and getting lost is never very funny. We need to watch out and make sure we keep to the right path. It saves us a lot of trouble. Do you know Harry, the dog of 1,000 adventures? He's a not-so-tall French bulldog. Harry always walks a few steps ahead of his master. From time to time, he turns his head to make sure that his master is not too far behind. But today, there is temptation in his way. A donkey in a field, a beautiful gray donkey quietly nibbling away at the grass. At the speed of lightning, Harry runs under the fence and chases the donkey all the way to the back wall of his stable. I never heard a donkey make so much noise. Oh, but what a surprise! Now it's Harry's turn to run away from the donkey, who is trying hard to give him a good kick up the bottom. Harry is more than happy to go through the fence and get back to the road where there is no longer any danger. So you see, wandering away from the path in both these stories led to danger, just as if a car had left the road and caused an accident. Jesus tells us, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," in the Gospel of John chapter 14, verse 6. We all have to choose between two paths, a wide path on which we choose to do the things that we enjoy without knowing whether they are good for us or not, or a narrow path where it is more difficult, but one where Jesus is our expert guide. He walks ahead of us and protects us from danger. Jesus will do everything possible to find us if we wander off into places we really shouldn't go. Now remember these two stories and stay on the right path with the light of the Bible to guide you. Your friend Rihanna, Emilia.